We are on the right track. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning so eternally grateful for your love, for your precious promises, for your word that tells us that we know your voice. My sheep hear my voice, and the voice of another he will not follow, and that you lead us, Lord. Father, we thank and praise you for being with us day by day, for getting us up this morning, Father, with all the activities of our limbs, Lord, eyes to see, ears to hear, feet to move with, oh God, and arms and hands to be of service. Father, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord, and the entire D.A. De Leon family. Father, we thank and praise you that they heard your voice and they did not follow another. And that is the reason why Artists International is where it is today as it prospers, and why this call and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts have prospered, Lord. And we ask, Lord, you continue to bless them to hear your voice, that you continue to lead them according to your will and your way. And, Father, that you continue to shower them with your love, protection, and favor in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you please forgive us of our sins and help us to be like you, Lord, as we continue to do those things which you have purposed and called us to do. We lift up the speaker to you this morning. Father, we thank you for the rich word, the nuggets that we will pull forth from the word this morning. Father, we thank you for not only letting us be hearers, but doers. Make us good doers of the word in Jesus' name as we are led. Let us be so close to you, Lord, that and to hear that they can actually feel you breathe the word of God as it goes forth this morning upon them. Now, Lord, we thank you that the airways, and we are commanding the airways to be lined up with the word of God. Father, that not a morsel, not a word, not a dot or a tittle will be left out in Jesus' name. And we will feast on that word, Lord, and not only feast, but bless somebody else with it. We give you praise this morning. We thank you for each and every family member, Lord, that has joined us. Bless them richly today. You know what everyone stands in need of. And we thank you, Lord, that we follow you and you alone. We are good sheep, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family, as we go out on this My Sheep Hear My Voice Monday to love and to be of service to someone else. Host, are you there?
Minister Willa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for that phenomenal tag, My Sheep Hear My Voice Monday, and thank you for opening us up in prayer. God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. This is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Inglewood, California, and I greet each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. This call has been moving forth every Monday through Friday since October the 25th of 2010, which means that we are approaching our fifth year here on the Master's Call. And I could definitely say that so many lives have been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we have began our day here with Master. So I would like to invite each and every single one of you to go online, go onto our website, which is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net, and you will see that all of our messages have been archived on our website. We invite you to send that out, post it on social media, or just go through it in the day when you need to hear a word from the Lord. Also, if you've been sitting here and you've been listening in and you want to be able to serve the masses here on the Master's Call, you want to greet as Minister Willa just did or do what I'm doing right now, which is hosting the call, and then in a few moments you'll be hearing a message. If that is your desire, then we invite you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Immediately following this call, we have the opportunity to head over to the new morning motivational call. And I believe this is Motivation Monday, so we invite you to dial into 530-881-1110. 1300, and then the access code is 539598#. And see, the vehicle that brought most of us here together here on the Master's Call is a phenomenal Christian multi-level marketing business called Artist International. It is the number one reshaping and health and wellness company in the whole wide world. And an appointment with Artist will truly change your life. And if you're interested in finding out how that appointment with Artist can change your life, then please get back with the person who invited you to this call and allow them to share with you what Artist International is about. So at this time, without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring the speaker on for this morning. She definitely is not a stranger here on the Master's Call. She is definitely a woman of God, definitely walks in the anointing and the power of God. Our speaker today, Minister Ada Levette Grace. Minister Ada Grace is a humble servant of God. She resides in Brooklyn, New York with her husband, Doug. Ada is under the leadership of Pastor Charles O. Galbraith at Clarendon Road Church in Brooklyn, New York. Minister Ada is a mother and a grandmother who believes that she has the assignment to spend hours in prayer. She co-founded a ministry, Women for the Cross, a ministry dedicated to helping women deal with their issues, their concerns, and how to serve the Lord. She is also a co-founder of Arago Productions, and they are doing great things. And you can visit their Facebook page and Ada's Facebook page to get additional information. Minister Ada is a teacher of the Word of God. She wants you to read the Word and study the Word, believe the Word, apply the Word, and live the Word. And she is also an artistpreneur who's doing great things in the city of Brooklyn, New York. So at this time, without further ado, it is my honor, my pleasure, and my privilege to bring to the line this morning none other than Minister Ada Levette Grace. Are you out there this morning? Minister Ada, are you out there this morning?
Ada, if you'd unmute yourself, you're unmuted on the board. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. We hear you loud and clear now. Woman of God, the platform is yours.
Okay. Well, God bless you. Good morning and God morning to each and every one of you. It is a pleasure and a delight to be here with you. Just give me a moment while I change my headphones here. It's easy for me to communicate more effectively if I have these on. So give me just one moment to apologize for that. Let's see if these are going to work for us here. Okay, can you continue to hear me now? Okay, I'm trying to.
Yes, we hear you. We hear you.
Okay, praise the Lord. Thank you so much for that wonderful, warm introduction, Minister Tiffany. I so love and appreciate and thank God for you. I also want to give a big shout out to my big sister, Minister Willa Peterson from Chicago. I love and appreciate you. And to the wonderful women of co-founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I do appreciate you both and the entire TMC family. Well, tomorrow, Lord willing, the alarm clock goes off at 2:45 a.m. Yes, that's what time I get up to go to prepare to go to work tomorrow at Amtrak. And if I was to title my message today, it would be, it's time to go to work. It's time to go to work, folks. And the scripture reference that I'm going to come from you today is found in Colossians, the third chapter, the 23rd verse, the 24th verse. Let me read it for you. And I'm reading out of the New International Version. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ that you are serving. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come before your people once again, thanking you for using me, your vessel, your yielded servant, to give the word that you have laid on my heart to give to your people today. I now step down and allow your Holy Spirit to come forth and minister to these, your people. Thank you for an opportunity once again to be used by you, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Yes, when I was praying and preparing this message, the Lord really put it on my heart that the last time I was before you, I talked about rest. And usually what do we need rest from? It's because we're working and we're serving. So today I just wanted to speak into your life and share some things that the Lord put in my heart. So when you think about work, some of you may love what you do. Some of you may hate what you do. Amen. Some of you are just starting out in the path on your journey to a work experience. Some of you serve the Lord. In serving the Lord, that is work. Some of you have small children. That is work. I'm a mother and a grandmother, and I remember when my children were small, it's a lot of work. But I want to turn to the Word of God and show an example of a sister who went to work. Many of us are going through different and various trials in our lives. And when we go through different trials and tribulations in our lives, there can be the tendency a lot of times to stay in a place. And I do believe that there is a place where you need to grieve, where you need to seek counsel, even if you're going through a difficult time and you're having a difficult time adjusting to a major loss in your life. And so I want you to turn with me to the book of Ruth. And for the sake of time, I want to be respectful that I have only so much time before you, but I hope you would take the time to read the book of Ruth. It is a wonderful love story of God's provision. And so let's start there with the first chapter and starting with the verse. And like I said, I'm going to be moving through this rather quickly. In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in a country of Moab. The man's name was Elimelech, his wife's name was Naomi, and the names of his two sons was Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephrates from Bethlehem, Judah, and they went to Moab to live there. Now Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with two sons. They married Moabite women. One was named Orpah and the other Ruth, and they lived there about for 10 years. But then both Mahlon and Chilion also died, and Naomi was left without her two sons and her husband. I don't know about you, but if you just heard what I just read, the story here is that this is about a woman who has a husband who passes, and then she has two sons that pass. So you're talking about devastation. You're talking about grief. You're talking about pain. Let's continue on. I want you to skip down with me and go to verse 8. Then Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go back, each of you, to your mother's home. May the Lord show kindness to you as you have shown to me, to your dad and to me. And may the Lord grant that each of you will find rest in the home of another husband." Then she kissed them, and they wept out loud and said to her, We will go back with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons? Who could become your husband? Return home, my daughters. I am too old to have another husband. And even if I thought there was still hope for me, even if I had found a husband tonight and then gave birth to two sons, would you wait until they grew up? Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters, it is better for you than for me, because the Lord, It is more bitter for me than you, because the Lord hand has gone out against me." So the cry here for Naomi, you can picture this. These are three women who have been together, the mother, the daughter-in-laws. They love each other. They're crying because they've gone through this terrible ordeal. And it's not like it is today. Like many of us women, we work outside of the home. We have source of income. We have life insurance policies. But when you study the scriptures, you find out when you are a widow, it's usually linked to poverty. And so this is just all types of just terrible devastation that these women are experiencing here. Let's continue. Let's see what Oprah's response is. So in verse 14, at this, they wept again, and then Oprah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung to her. Verse 16, but Ruth replied, don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be ever so severely, if anything but death separates you and me. When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging. Oh, that is powerful. That is powerful. Praise God. Today, I want to speak to you about serving the Lord and serving his people. You know, this ministry, the Master's Call, is such a blessed ministry because it reaches people that may not be connected to a church, that may not be in a traditional church or may not be close to family. It is so powerful. So I want you to understand how richly blessed that you are, that there is a ministry that you can tap into where you can get a fresh word from the Lord. So there are some things that I definitely want us to take away from this. And like I said, I truly encourage you for the sake of time to read the story of book. It's not the story of Ruth in its entirety in your own special time. So we're talking about work. We're talking about serving the Lord. Now, Ruth, Oprah had decided, hey, it's been nice knowing you. Hey, take good care, but yeah, I'm going to get on back. But Ruth here is saying that, look, I'm going to serve you. I'm going to go with you and only separate us. Only death will separate us. That's commitment. That's loyalty. And I just see a picture of that beautiful connection between women that are working together. Now, when I first read my text of scripture from Colossians 3, 23 and 24, it talks about receiving an inheritance from the Lord as your reward. So when you're working, don't think of your work as working unto man or working unto a boss or a manager or a supervisor. Everything that you do, whatever you do, whether it's in a corporate structure, whether it's in God's house, whether you're in your home or in school, do it as if you are doing it unto the Lord, because you are. And the Lord says that he has a reward. I don't know about you, but I like rewards. I like good things. I like gifts. Let's see how the Lord blesses Ruth for her commitment to serve Naomi. Jump over with me to chapter 2. Now, Naomi had a relative on her husband's side from the clan of Elimelech, a man of standing whose name was Boaz. And Ruth, the Moabitess, said to Naomi, let me go to the field and pick up the leftover grain behind anyone whose eyes I find favor. And Naomi said to her, go ahead, my daughter. So she went out and began to glean in the fields behind the harvesters. And it turned out that she found herself working in a field belonging to Boaz, who was in the clan of Elimelech. Now, just then, Boaz arrived from Bethlehem and greeted the harvesters. The Lord be with you. The Lord bless you, they called back. And Boaz asked the foreman of the harvesters, whose young woman is that? So I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to stop right there because it gets better and better and gooder and gooder. So you need to read it for yourself. But this is what I want you to know. God blesses you when you serve him and you serve God's people. Amen. I don't know what God is calling you to do. I don't know what your vocation is. I don't know what work you do. But I really want to say to you today that as you work, you know, there are times when I surely don't want to go to work. I surely don't feel like getting up at 2:45. Amen, somebody. But because I have obligations and responsibilities, I am working a plan. I'm working my plan, and I am working the plan. And what I want to say to you all today, that when you serve the Lord, it's so important that you serve the Lord with the right attitude. I want to share a story with you as I prepare to close. One of my dearest friends, Pastor Toni Stanton, the late Pastor Toni Stanton, when she passed away a few years back, at the church that I was serving in Hillside, Illinois, was a small church that Pastor Toni and Pastor Greg Stanton had pastored, and Sister Toni had went to be with the Lord, and we realized that we needed a larger church to have her homegoing services. And so we asked the nearby church that had a much larger, and they obliged us, and they said, yes, you know, we know a Pastor Toni. And it was so many people who came from all around. But you know, one thing about Pastor Toni is that she loved young people. She loved young people, and she ministered to them, and she taught them, and she took time with them. She really had a heart for young people. And I'll never forget as I was over at the church and I was meeting with the other ministers and the ushers that we were preparing for the outpouring of people that were coming to pay their respects to this wonderful servant of God. And I remember that when it was time for the services and everything was set, and I had sat down to just, you know, make sure after I had made sure everything was in order and ready to go, I remember hearing some terrible, nasty comments from some ushers at that church. They said things like, as the young people came in with their tattoos or their piercings or their short skirts or what have you, I heard them say terrible things under their breath. But if I could hear them, I'm sure some of the young people heard them. And I never forgot that. What the Lord was trying to minister to me at that very moment is that you can sometimes work or serve the Lord out of obligation. But if your heart isn't in it, if you don't have compassion and true love for people, that's going to show. And people can tell when you're serving just to be serving. And hear me on this, because I really believe that that is one of the reasons why we have seen a huge exodus, if you will, of young people who have left the church because they don't feel accepted. They don't feel embraced. They don't feel loved. And for those of you that serve in the traditional church, I want you to be mindful. You never know how your comments, how you conduct yourself, how it may touch someone in the right way or the wrong way. So as we work, as we serve, we need to have the right attitude. We need to be discerning, that you never know who may come into that house of prayer or into your workplace or into your classroom. And so I never forgot that, because it really bothered me that these were people serving, but they had such a nasty attitude. So I, like Dr. Vanessa, I love acronyms. So with Ruth, I came up with this acronym for today. The R is for ready to work, ready to serve. The U is for utilizing her gifts or abilities. We saw in the story how she got in the field. You know, she had lost her husband. She had lost her father-in-law. She was going through all type of changes. But what did she do? She went to work when they moved to the next city, when they moved back to Naomi's hometown. The T is for thoughtful. Ruth thought enough about Naomi that she said, no, Oprah may go back to her mother's house, but I'm going to stick and stay with you, and I'm going to take care of you. And then the H is for a humble heart, our heart to serve. These are the takeaways that I want to leave with you. One, be careful of your attitude when you're serving. If you're tired, if you're irritable, I tell people that serve on the team with me at Clarendon Road, if you don't want to serve and you cannot serve with the right attitude, please let me know and don't serve. I'd rather you don't serve that day or on that Sunday, because I don't want our visitors to have the impression that we are somebody that's just standing up there just to be standing up there. No, serve with the right attitude. Number two, who are you serving? That's the question that I want to ask you today. Who are you serving? Number three, do not become bitter. I have met some very bitter people, including people that are in the church. Choose to be better, not bitter. And the last thing I want to leave you with is work unto the Lord, not as unto man. Whatever gifts or talents or skills or abilities that God has richly blessed you with, it is an honor and a privilege to serve the Lord with joy. So I want at this time to turn the call back over to the wonderful host of Minister Tiffany. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Wow, thank you, Minister Ada, for that powerful and profound message. Let's work, and we definitely thank God for using you this morning. I will be calling you back to give us our benediction for the day, but at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Father, we just thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call, and we thank you, Father, for just waking each and every single one of us up into a new day that you have made, God, and we just say thank you, Father. We thank you for being our protection. We thank you for being our healer. We thank you for being deliverer. We thank you for being our provider, our friend, our refuge, and our strength, God. We thank you for being our shepherd. And, Father, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that for each and every caller that has called into this, the Master's Call, we pray that your favor, your blessings, and your increase will be upon them in this day, as they hear your voice, because they are your sheep, Father. We are your sheep, and we thank you, God. We thank you that you have a voice and that we're able to have ears to hear what you would have us to do. So order our steps, God, in your way, in your word, in your will today. And I ask right now that you will restore virtue and Minister Ada as she has poured out her heart to us this morning, Father. And I pray that every single need in her life, in her family's life, and the lives of her children and her grandchildren will be met in the name of Jesus. And for each and every child who would go out to school today, Father, I pray that your protection will be around them. I pray that this will be a successful year athletically, academically, and that new doors will open in their lives, doors that only you could open, God. So we give your name the glory, we give your name the praise, and we give your name the honor. And we decree and declare these things to be so. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for joining us on the Master's Call today. To hear the replay for this call, please dial 712-432-1085 and the same access code 957-677-pound. Remember, we'll be heading over to the new morning motivational call. That number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code or access code 539598-pound. Also, I would like to invite each of you to join us this evening for the Millionaire Call, and that's at, well, actually, there's two. There's one at noon Central Standard Time, and then the other one is at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And you can still dial in to the same number for the morning motivational call, which again is 530-881-1300 and the access code 539598-pound. It has been an honor, a privilege, and pleasure to serve with Minister Willa and Minister Ada today. And at this time, I would like for Minister Ada to come back to the line and go ahead and give us our benediction for this day. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister Tiffany. My heart was really full and heavy today as I was preparing this word, because there is so much work for us to do, folks. Let us be mindful in the acronym with Ruth: ready to work, ready to serve, utilize our gifts and abilities to serve, to be thoughtful, to be discerning, and to be humble and have a heart to serve. Go out and make it a fantastic day. God bless you.